few verses, and then we're going to pray and ask the Lord to bless. Romans chapter 5, and of course, always read all the verses. I want you to notice verse 11 in particular. And we're going to, I'll read that. We'll have a quick word of prayer. I'll back up just a little bit. Romans chapter 5, verse 11. The Bible says this, and not only so, but we also joy in God. We joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Heavenly Father, I pray you be with us in these next moments. We thank you for letting us be together today. I thank you for this crowd that's here. Lord, I know some that are sick and hurting and on the road and traveling. We pray for all of them. But Lord, I pray for those who have gathered that you'll just bless today. Those who are listening online, that you'll speak to their hearts even. And Lord, we pray for even those who may hear this months and years later. We pray for them. But Lord, these that have gathered in this place, Holy Spirit of God, be with us, meet with us, help us today. And Lord, we'll be careful to give you the praise. I know there's hurting people, folks that are going through things. And we thank you, Lord, that you are a God in heaven that hears and answers prayers. And Lord, we pray as that song so beautifully portrayed to us, holy is your name. May we look forward to that day that that song spoke about. May we keep our eyes and hearts upon that today. And Lord, we'll give you the praise now in Jesus' name. Amen. All of God's people said.
Amen.
Romans chapter 5 says this, verse 6 says, for when we were yet without Christ, without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely, verse 7 says, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth, he showed, approves what that means, verse 8, his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is our text, by whom we have now received the atonement. Now it goes on. It's a wonderful chapter. I want you to notice, though, the statement there, that joy in God. And we kind of did this series after doing the series on John chapter 3. And John chapter 3, and then John 3:16. And I mentioned last week, I just prayed. I said, Lord, what can we do after that? What can we as a church do? And the thing that I just kept coming to is just praising God for how good he's been to us. I want us this morning to praise the Lord, to have joy in God. You know, church, God wants you to have joy. And so this morning I want to bring a message, though. You say, well, preacher, I hear that, and I heard about praise and joy last week, but how do we do that? In fact, that's going to be the message this morning, is how do we praise? And maybe you're like me, and I have to kind of be shown things sometimes, like, I don't know. Lord, how do I you get saved, you come to church, maybe somebody invites you, maybe you're back in church this morning for a while, or maybe you're in and out, like, well, I don't know about all this stuff, I don't know everything, I don't have all the answers. So how do we praise, preacher? How what does that mean to praise? What does it mean to have joy in God? Sometimes we don't even understand that. Now let me say this to you, there's different ways people praise the Lord. I'm going to give you two things this morning. One is the manner of praise. And then two, the method of praise. Two thoughts. The manner of praise and the method of praise. Now, we got to define some terms. We have to define some words. In fact, we think about having joy in God. You know, joy, I was reading this morning, C.S. Lewis has a famous book called Surprised by Joy. And amongst his writings, some of his quotes are phenomenal. Mere Christianity talks about having joy. In fact, he cites joy as what brought him to the Lord as an atheist who made a journey from atheism into belief and becoming actually a great apologist for the Christian faith. He talks about joy. In fact, I want to read a couple of quotes of his. I love these. It says this, if you want to get warm, you must stand near the fire. If you want to be wet, you must get into the water. If you want joy, power, peace, eternal life, you must get close to or even into the thing that has them. They are not a sort of prize which God could, if he chose, just hand out to anyone. Man, that's a powerful statement. That's one of those you have to read again and again. He writes this in the Reflections on the Psalms. He says, the Scottish Catechism says that man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. But we shall then know that these are the same thing. Fully to enjoy is to glorify. In commanding us to glorify him, God is inviting us to enjoy him. Church, I ask us this question. I ask me, I ask you, are we enjoying God? Are we enjoying our journey? Satan sells a bill of goods that if you go to church or you start following God, that you'll lose your life and it'll all be about something else and you won't have any joy. You'll lose all happiness. But listen, there is a difference between a thrill and a joy. We talked about it in our Sunday school class this morning. Our teenagers are getting ready to go to Carowinds. And Carowinds brings thrills. You get on a roller coaster, you eat food you shouldn't eat, you know, you're miserable in the heat all day. But let me say this to you. Most of us, I would not want to live at Carowinds. For one thing, the price of food alone would break us. $8 for a bottle of pop or $20, probably. I don't know how much it is now. In other words, we couldn't live on a roller coaster. In fact, many times what makes Carowinds so exciting is you only go there once or twice every now and then. If you stayed there all the time. Now see, Satan wants us to believe that if we live our lives for ourselves or if we can just go to that next amusement, then we'll be satisfied. We'll be happy. But that's not what God wants. We as believers need to find our joy in him. Now, that doesn't mean that God doesn't want us to have joy. In fact, every perfect gift and every good gift is from above. And I want us as a church to have joy in God. John chapter 3, God loves us so much, he sent his son to die for us on the cross. We ought to be excited. We ought to have joy in God. But how do we do that? How do we praise the Lord? Let me give you some thoughts. I want to just give you some verses if you write things down. This won't be a real deep theological message, but it will be biblical. And I want you to write two things down. First of all, I want to talk about the manner of praise. What does the Bible say about praising God? You know, the Bible says a lot about praising God. In fact, if you have a reference Bible, I'm going to give you a few verses this morning. But if you look into your Bible, you'll find that there are going to be many, many, many references that are going to be very similar to the references that I'm going to give you. Because the Bible is full of praise. How many of you ever read the book of Psalms or read some Psalms before? You know that Psalms are praises to God. How many of you enjoy reading the Psalms? How many of you ever read a part of the Bible? Maybe you're a little sad, you're a little down, going through something. And then all of a sudden you read that and you realize, hey, I just want to praise the Lord. I want to praise his name. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I can get the pom-poms out and be a cheerleader, but I'm preaching a message this morning because I want me and I want our church to have a praise and a joy in the Lord. I want you to have that this morning. Now, it don't mean you're going to be outspoken about it. Some of you may be very quiet natured, but I want you to at least go home, at least drive down the road, at least have something in your heart and mind. Say, Lord, I want to praise you. The Bible says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. In fact, let's look at some things. First of all, the manner of praise. I want to share just a few of these with you this morning. If you write things down, let me say, first of all, one way we can praise the Lord is in faith. In faith. I want you to, if you want to write this reference, it's Psalm 28, verse 7. Listen to this verse. Man, these are wonderful verses. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him. And I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. Did you know we praise God when we have faith in God? Now, don't misunderstand me. There's a time to lift up hands. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. There's a time to sing. Hey, there's even a time to dance. Hold on, that's in the message. The Bible tells us this. It's very clear, actually. But you know, you and I can praise the Lord. I like this. It says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him and I'm helped. Now, if you read the Psalms, you'll find that many times David's going through some horrific times. He has a wayward son. He has enemies that he loves that hate him. He wants to do God's will. He wants to do what God's called him to do. But it looks like from the outside, what in the world is going on? And the Bible says here that he lived by faith and trusted God, and he was helped. And that's why he says, and with my song will I praise him. He's praising him for trusting. And we see here that you and I, when we live by faith, the Bible says, the just shall live by faith. That's why that you and I praise God. We are honoring him by our faith in him, by our trust in him. He said, my heart trusted in him and I am helped. Did you know when you have faith and trust in God, he's going to help you? Now sometimes we act as if the world is winning or they've got all the answers. That's just not true. God's economy and God's ways are above our ways. The Bible says they're past finding out. God causes miraculous things to take place, and you and I can praise him in faith. Secondly, real quickly, also in Jesus Christ. Now, y'all know you ain't going to come to church and not hear about Jesus, amen? Amen? In Jesus Christ. Listen to this verse. If you write references down, we're talking about the manner of praise. Hebrews 13:5 says this, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praises to God continually. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. We pray in Jesus' name. If you give this morning, you give in Jesus' name. We sang in Jesus' name. That song, I love the singer. I love the way it was played. I love the words, but you know what was great about that song? It's who it was about. Amen. You may forget the other things, but when you think about that song, when you think about what the Lord has done and who he is, glory to his name. Because in your heart, there's something about mankind. We know we need to give God the glory. And your flesh may fight it. But here's the thing. You and I, how do we praise? We praise him in faith. And we praise God in Jesus' name. Satan hates that. The world hates that. Sometimes our flesh even fights that. But all glory ought to go to his name. Holy, holy, holy. Lord God Almighty. He is the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. He gets the glory in Jesus Christ. And look, it says, but by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise. Now, you may say, well, I'm not really a type person that praises. Let me say something to you. You ought to brag on Jesus, though. You ought to have a praise in your heart for who Jesus is. Who he is and what he's done and how wonderful he is, how good he's been to you. How many of you this morning, God's been good to you?
Amen.
We ought to praise the Lord in Jesus Christ. In fact, you can't praise God that Jesus is not on your lips. In fact, when you start singing songs, I was thinking about praise him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Hear, O earth, his wonderful love proclaim. Hail him, highest archangel in glory. Man, there's a lot of doctrine in that little, just those few words. Amen. Away in a manger. Think about Christmas songs. What are we really singing about at Christmas? Now, I know I loved all the fun. But what are the great ones? Away in a manger, silent night, holy night. Think about how wonderful those songs are. Now you say, I don't like Christmas music, but I like the object of Christmas, amen. And so we see number one, in faith. Number two, in Jesus. How about this? This is going to be real deep. Write this down. Any place, anywhere. Amen. It's hard to believe now because I'm out of shape. I used to have a mantra. I had a basketball in my hand as a teenager. I would play anybody one-on-one, any place, anywhere. I thought, I'll play. Let's go. Let's roll. And it's hard to believe now that I thought that way, but I did. I know people that will fish any place, anywhere. I watched some of the yard sales here in the last few days. There's people at yard sales any place, anywhere. There'll be a little wide spot on the side of the road. Phew, there's a store. Any place, anywhere. Some of y'all like to hunt, shot, whatever. Any place, anywhere. Well, let me say this to you. We ought to praise the Lord any place, anywhere. Listen to this simple verse. Psalm 145:2 says, every day will I praise thee. I will praise thy name. How about this? You say, well, every day. Okay, pray. Then it goes on and says this, forever and ever. Praise Him in the morning. Praise Him in the evening. Praise Him in the afternoon. Hey, if you get up tomorrow and you praise Him, and by the way, if you really want to praise the Lord, you don't want to just praise Him on Sunday. He's still God Tuesday afternoon at 2:30. And by the way, He's still deserving of our praise despite what is happening in the day. How many of you ever had a busy day? How many of you ever had a miserable day? How many of you had a wonderful day? I noticed this, on the wonderful days, I tend to praise Him. On the miserable days, I tend to cry out to Him. But He deserves our praise on any day. You say, well, how do I praise? Hey, anytime, any place. If you are on the fish, by the way, I talk to hunters and fishermen. A lot of times they'll tell me, yeah, man, I'm praising the Lord out there. I'm like, amen. Hey, you can praise Him at work. You may say, Lord, give me a new job, but you can still praise Him. How many of you can praise Him? Anytime, any place. I think sometimes, and by the way, the world hates this because they really want praise and they don't mind as long as we stay in here. They don't like it when we're out there praising. Satan don't like, he doesn't mind, it seems. He don't like church either, but he doesn't mind if we just, everybody just stay in here. Y'all can praise Him in here, but leave the rest of us alone. But that ain't the way Christianity works. In fact, every time you look up and every time you see how God works, you say, you know what? Praise the Lord. Man, look at this sunset. Praise the Lord. Look at the rain outside. Praise the Lord. Look at this flower. Praise the Lord. Hey, look at these children. Praise. And by the way, if you get into your mindset of like, I'm just going to start praising God for just how good He's been, you'll catch yourself praising Him all the time. And by the way, that's the way God's people ought to be because we have joy in God. We'll be praising God anytime, any place. Now, you still may be sitting here if you're like me and say, well, all right, preacher, but I don't know. I'm just not that type of person. That's what I hear sometimes. I'm going to share a verse with you. How do we praise? In faith, in Jesus Christ, anytime, any place. Hey, write this down if you write things down. God helps us to praise Him. Now, just in case you think, well, man, I don't know. I used to come to church and I'd hear men pray. I was so intimidated by their prayers. I said, Lord, when I pray, I sound like a buffoon. And now y'all may not think this way. I said, I ain't gonna pray. I hope they don't ever call on me to pray. I'm like, Lord, it's me. I hear these other people praying. He's, oh, the God of Jacob and Isaac. I was like, oh, man. But here's what I realized. That God will help us pray. God will help us read His Word. God will help us praise Him. Amen. Did y'all know that? Yes. Did you know, you say, well, I don't know. Hey, God will help you to praise Him. Listen to this verse, Psalm 51 verse 5. And if you know about Psalm 51, you can look that up. It says, O Lord, by the way, it'd be great to start out any prayer, any time, saying, O Lord. O Lord, open Thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth Thy praise. You hear that? O Lord, open Thou my lips, and my mouth will show forth Thy praise. Lord, You can do it. Sometimes you're going through a hard time. By the way, if you read this, King David got himself in a mess. And he said all night long he was crying and he couldn't get any rest. But he says, but if You'll touch my lips and if You'll help me, God, I'll still praise You. If You'll do it, God. Let me say this to you this morning. God helps us to praise Him. You may not feel like it. By the way, I'd praise Him even when you don't feel like it. How many of you ever went to work and you didn't feel like it? How many of you ladies ever maybe did something for your children but you didn't feel like it? How many of you don't even feel like getting back out to the car right now? You may not feel like it, but listen, church, this morning, we need God helps us to praise Him. You begin and God will be with you. In fact, some of the greatest, do you think that we see these beautiful hymns? It is well with my soul. You ever read the words to It Is Well With My Soul? And then you hear about the story behind It Is Well With My Soul. When they took the man back out to where his own family died. And as he was standing there looking at that place, they said, this is about the place where you lost your family. And he said, peace like a river attendeth my way. Sorrows like sea billows roll. Whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. Do you really think that that man did that? I don't. Not to be used all these years. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Do you really think that the genius of man did that? No, I don't think so. I think the Lord worked and moved in these people's lives. That's why we still sing them. That's why they're literally hundreds of years old sometimes. Because when you read, they're like, wait a minute, God does that. You see, the Lord, the reason we sing it as well as my soul, the reason we think of Amazing Grace, even the world looks and says, you know what, preacher, I'd like to sing Amazing Grace at my funeral. I know I don't go to church up there and everything, but that's just what I want. People literally say that. And the reason is because God helps us to praise Him. They know that just praising God in that. And you say, I don't know if I can do it. Listen, oh Lord, open thou my lips. Lord, even if I say a whisper, even Lord, if I feel dejected, even if I'm going through a hard time, I can still praise You. Regardless of the circumstances, regardless of how I feel, I can still praise You. And by the way, I'm not making light of anyone's feelings. And by the way, God knows those things as well. We see a lot in the Scriptures about people going through horrible, horrendous situations, but they still praised Him. Though He slay me, yet will I trust Him, the Word of God says. God helps us to praise Him. And then the last thing here on the manner of praise, I want you to take your Bible and turn with me to Ephesians, would you? Just a few pages over here, your Bible, Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 18 through 20. We see here, not only do we praise Him in faith, and we praise in Jesus Christ anytime, any place, God helps us to praise Him. How about this? The Holy Spirit moves us to praise Him. Amen? Everybody all right? The Holy Spirit will move. Now, it's uncomfortable sometimes. I'm going to use this verse to segue into my second point this morning. We're talking about the manner of praise. Look at verse 18. It says, "And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with what? Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God." You notice here it says, speaking to yourselves. It says, let us make melody in our heart, giving thanks always. Hey, the Holy Spirit moves us to praise. You read John chapter 3. You've trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior. You're on your way to heaven. Maybe you have family members that are already in heaven. Maybe you think about eternal things. You think about the Lord. Think about how good God's been to you. And what will happen is the Holy Spirit will move you to praise Him. Now, you may praise Him in giving. You may praise Him in other ways. We'll look at it in just a moment. There's a lot of different ways you can praise Him. But the Holy Spirit moves us to praise. When the church got together, we've been looking at Ephesians on Wednesday nights. And when the church got together, there was something about God's people. When they got together and realized, hey, we're all going to heaven. When we all get to heaven. Y'all remember that song? What a day of rejoicing that will be. Oh, y'all know it good. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and what? Shout the victory. You know what happened? When God's people started gathering together, and here in this book of Ephesians, when the Ephesian believers, they don't want to go through the Roman Empire. They said, look, when you get together, the Holy Spirit's going to move you, and you need to have songs and hymns and spiritual songs. Look what it says, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. It's going to happen. You cannot hardly help yourself. You say, well, I'm not a singer. I know some people. The first place I went on staff, I worked for a pastor who loved singing, could not carry a tune in a bucket. It'd just be me and him in the church, and he'd be singing, victory. I mean, he was off. Every time I was around him, he said, man, he said, if I could sing, he said, I'd be on the road. He said, I'd be out here on these evangelists just singing everywhere. He absolutely loved singing, but he could not sing. But that didn't mean he didn't sing. In fact, when he's by himself, he'd sing. He'd sing up behind the pulpit. I'd try to sing up there with him like, oh man, hope he don't sing too loud. He's throwing me plumb off. But he had a song in his heart. And I've seen many people that way. It doesn't matter. God gives you the voice you have. He knows that. But you ought to all have some voice where it just automatically happens. In fact, I venture to say this morning, some of the greatest music that's ever been penned to paper has been music that honors and glorifies our Lord. And by the way, if you study music theory, that's not just me saying it. I think that's a pretty easy fact to make a point on. Let me go to number two real quickly. Methods of praise. You say, all right, preacher, I want to do these things. Man, this is the manner of praise. But how do I do this? Well, let me give you four real quick and we'll go home. One is singing. We just mentioned singing. The Bible says in Psalm 149, says, sing unto the Lord a new song. Praise ye the Lord. Did you know you can praise God? And you say, wait a minute, you mean singing is praising the Lord? That's the reason when we gather. And by the way, the world wants to shut up a singing church. If you go back and look at the great revivals throughout history, you know one thing that they all had, many of them had in common, was tremendous revival music. I've watched some of the old revival tapes of years gone by. Homer Roadaver, who led the music during the great revivals of D.L. Moody. I mean, I could go, it was a great move of music. Some of the songs have been written. In fact, when you go to Bible college as a preacher, you'll have whole courses studying just the songs and the movements of God that were moved, and people were moved by the music of God, the singing of God's people. Have you ever been in a service where God's people started singing and praising God? Hey, it'll move you. I'll share this personal story. I remember I was in prison ministry in Bible college, and I went to a prison. I wasn't expecting this. It was a big prison. In fact, our service we had to this day, one of the biggest crowds I've ever preached in. And I thought, okay, it's going to be prison. I had these certain things in my mind. One thing I did not expect was that some of the people that had become believers in the prison, they actually had a service and had an all-male choir. I don't know if you ever heard an all-male choir. With about, I don't know, 50, 60 strong. And let me say this to you. When they opened their mouth and started singing, it sounded like you had a sound system behind you. I mean, they about blew, started singing praise. I said, oh, I wasn't expecting this. Before I knew it, man, we was in a prison praising God. Did you know you can praise God no matter where you're at? And that singing, how many of you ever sang a song and praise God? You can do it with singing. Number two. And this is going to be a little controversial, and I'll move off this because there's some people that don't like this. Hey, did you know the Bible actually speaks of musical instruments praising God? Now, there's been times throughout church history that the church has struggled with this. I won't get into the controversies about this, but I will read you some Bible verses about it. The Bible says this in Psalm 150. It says, with the sound of the trumpet. Psalm 150, verse 3. It says, praising Him. In fact, I'm pulling these verses out. There's whole psalms about praising Him with the timbrel and the sacrament, all these different instruments. Some of them we still have today have different names. Some of them were totally different instruments. But praising Him, it says, with the sound of the trumpet. In fact, how about this one? Listen to this verse, Psalm 33:3. It says this, play skillfully, listen to this, with a loud noise. Did you know God doesn't mind if we get loud? Hey, at these football games, they get loud. Hey, they get loud. Boom, boom, boom. Let me say something to you. If it's praising to God, God tells us actually to do it in the Scripture. And so we can praise God. Some of you that play, I want to encourage you a little bit. Now, some of y'all never played an instrument. And so if you're like me, when I hear somebody play one instrument, oh, man. But I know this. I've heard people get up and play an instrument, and it blessed my soul. Because they're praising God with that. They are praising the Lord. And God wants to use those things. So singing, musical instruments. Here's another one that will really... I told you I was going to get to dancing. Y'all already talk about dancing? Did you know the Bible has a lot to say about dancing? Now I know when we think of dancing, we want to Americanize everything. And we think that all the Bible should fit in the last 60, 70, 80 years of American history. But the truth of the matter is the Bible has a lot to say about dancing. In fact, we praise God in dancing. Listen to this verse, Psalm 149, verse 3, and there's many. It says, let them praise His name in the dance. Now, as a pastor, I was walking around the parsonage. I said, now, Lord, I don't know about that. How? We don't dance. We think of dancing as cheek to cheek. We think of dancing as, you know, I grew up in the 80s, man. We had break dancing. I can still pop a lock if you want me to. I used to love that stuff. Do the robot and all that stuff. My grandmother loved the Charleston. She used to talk about it. I said, I don't know if that's really what it means. So I looked it up. What does that mean? And it literally comes from a root word that means to twirl. That's what it means. I was like, wait a minute now. And then it hit me. the PCA basketball championship. We won. And I'm going to be honest with you. When I went to the locker room with our boys, I didn't go in there and say, y'all did good. I'm just going to confess to you. We was by ourselves. There wasn't no video. There was one video. I was dancing. I was hopping. I was screaming. I was barking like a dog. Them kids were looking at me and said, man, he's lost his mind. But I had joy. I was excited for our school. I was excited for those kids and the coaches. And man, I mean, it was just an exciting thing. It was exciting. I started thinking, Lord, is that the way we should be in your presence? I think when we get to heaven, hey, we're going to be, I think we're going to be excited. Hey, my kids have it born in them. I remember Austin was little, or Houston, one of them. And Cindy had a typewriter machine that would get shh. And my kids would get up there at that bottle, they'd start dancing to the rhythm, to the beat. Did you know God made you that way? And you know, now look, I know, I'm going to have Baptist preachers across America say, you preaching on dancing? But hey, dancing before the Lord. You don't tell me, hey, when David danced before the Lord, he was praising God. He was bringing honor and glory to God. Now, I don't know how that's going to be in heaven, but I know this. If you read the scriptures, it's pretty clear. Now, I know the Gentile world looked at that differently, and Roman paganism and dancing was different. I understand all those things, but I do know this. Hey, we ought to have it. We ought to have in our heart an ability or a desire to say, Lord, I'm not a good dancer. I have no rhythm. But whatever I have, Lord, I want to praise you. I want to live in your presence. I want to live in your presence. And then lastly, and we'll close, another method of praise. And we know this. Now, we usually talk about this during Thanksgiving in America. The Bible says, Psalm 100, verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with, remember, praise. Did you know this morning, you say, well, man, I don't know about dancing, preacher. You may be off on that. Well, man, I'm not a great singer. Man, I can't play, you know, all my family plays instruments. I carried the instruments. That's what I did. I understand those things. And you say, man, I have no rhythm. I can't dance for the Lord. I might try to dance at the house for the Lord, but I don't want anybody to see me. But one thing we all can do, though, church, we can praise him with thanksgiving. We can thank him. Sometimes just a simple, has anybody ever had somebody give you a note that all they said was just thank you? Yes. I'll be honest with you, there's been times in my life that a simple thank you note has made my year. Sometimes just a simple, I have a book at home that somebody wrote a thank you to me in the book. If I get a little discouraged, I read it. And man, I feel my tank get filled every time. Now, God doesn't need our praise. In fact, you know who gets blessed when we start praising God? Us. It's amazing what praising can do. And everybody in this building, the one thing we can at least do is say, Lord, thank you. In fact, we have so much to be thankful. And I know we say that, but we really do. We have so much to be thankful for. That at the very least, church, we can be thanking God and have, Lord, I'm joying in you. And I want to joy in your presence. I want to thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord. I mean, I just want to thank you, Lord. Sometimes we just want to thank him. And I ask you this morning, I know we do it at Thanksgiving. I think that's why it's the least popular holiday, it seems now. We skip right over it. We love Halloween. We love the presents. We're a little miffed about it, Easter. We like July 4th, all right, man, Thanksgiving. We skip right over it. Our whole culture, very little. They sell some turkeys. We watch some football. But when's the last time we said, Lord, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you not on Thanksgiving. How about this afternoon on your ride home? Lord, thank you. We've been so blessed. And by the way, you'd be surprised how hard it is to say thank you. It's harder to do than you think. It's harder just to stop because we forget sometimes just how much. You ever been around somebody that's ungrateful? Had it blessed upon top of blessing upon top of blessing? Never say thank you. Never even acknowledge it. Never even think about it. Never even go back and say, I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you. I want to encourage you this morning, church. You may do it to a friend. You may do it to a family member. I went back to a high school teacher after I graduated and said, hey, I just want to thank you. This week, I went to the funeral service of a friend of mine that we grew up. And this lady, when I was in fifth grade, we were honoring. I never will forget. She came. I'd never been bowling before in my life. And she came and she took us bowling. As I got older, I realized how hard that was for this mom to take all these rotten boys. And I went up there and I said, I'm coming out of respect. I want to thank you and your mom for how good you were to me. I thought she was worthy of that. Well, let me say something to you. That's one act of kindness. I think this lady's just a godly lady. If she did many acts of kindness, we ought to thank people. But can I say this to you? How good has God been to us? We ought to, if we spend every waking moment thanking Him, it will not be enough. If we do everything we can to praise Him, we will fall short until we get to glory. And then at some point we just say, Lord, I can't even enter. Lord, you are so powerful. You're going to have to help me to praise you. And by the way, He will. I wonder this morning, do we have joy in God? Let's all stand with every head bowed and every eye closed. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time. I thank you for our people. And Lord, you know every need today.